You know, I said I got my whippersnapper fixed.
I know.
Yeah. Well, and actually, I said it was broken. It was broken down. Yeah. And I was going to, I thought, well, should I get it fixed or should I just get a guy to do the lawns?
Because you're going to get someone to cut your grass.
Yeah. Well, what I thought was I'd go down and just check and see if it was going to need replacement. I then was going to commit to the lawnmower guy. Yeah. But the guy just said, oh, mate, I can just change this. There's a bit of carbon built up on a mesh thing that's on the exhaust.
You could have done that by going to YouTube. That's what I do.
Well, I also could have done it just by going down to the shop and saying to the bloke who sold the thing, what's the problem?
Yeah, but
he went, it's fine, mate. He took the back off and he snipped the thing, pulled it off. It was all done in 5 seconds.
Did he charge you?
No, didn't charge me. Oh. I could have, yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's who we gave a plug to the other day.
No, we didn't. Anyway, it was like the lawnmower guy. And so I fixed it. I went back and I did the lawns. But then my daughter came home. She had a look at the house. She said, oh, Dad. Do you reckon you and I could do some gardening tomorrow? I said, why? What do you mean? She goes, well, look at it. And granted, there are a few weeds around the house. There still are, but there's less than there was. Anyway, I said, there's no bindies in the grass. You won't get bindies on my lawn because I do the lawn. Mm. But she was a bit embarrassed because she'd been to her friend's house and the house was perfect.
Oh, right. And then yours was a bit lackluster compared to her friend's house.
Well, I'm not anally house proud.
Mm.
And I do let weeds go a little bit. And who doesn't?
Of course.
Who doesn't? Who's got the time to be weeding every second afternoon?
Exactly. No one has.
Well, I didn't. So my daughter, she pulled me in and just said, Dad, we are doing it. So we spent 2 hours in the garden together, my 13-year-old daughter and myself. Branny, I love you. It was a great experience.
Daddy-daughter day.
Yeah, and you know what? She's a bit like her father because we were on our knees for about 10 minutes. She goes, oh, Dad, my knees are sore. Don't worry, darling. It's going to get worse.
Hey, and look, I want to, speaking about lawns, Robert, I picked this up. This catalogue came in the mail yesterday. I don't often read them. I throw them straight out.
Yeah.
But from Steel, you can get a perfect lawn. This is for you. You can get battery robotic mowers. They're only about $2,000. But does anyone ever have a battery robotic mower?
Is that like it's like the vacuum cleaner that goes around and docks in its little thing?
Does anyone have one of those?
I wonder what stops them running out into the road.
I don't know, because it'd be work on GPS. But I want to know, what is the storage capacity? Because you know how sometimes you leave your grass grow?
Sometimes.
And your catcher gets full.
I've got three catcher loads every time I mow the grass.
What happens with this? Because it just looks like a little little bloody...
No, it probably
robot
does.
Vacuum.
Probably goes back to the catcher dock.
Then
the lid flips up and it just sucks the stuff out.
Or it may not do any catching whatsoever.